Our next talk is by Peter, and he's going to talk about database in a container to DBaaS on Kubernetes. I hope I pronounced this correctly.
Yeah. Okay. Hello, everyone. You hear me well? Okay, cool. So let me ask first, how many of you folks have been involved with open source in the 90s? Anyone remember those days? So, well, I was, and for me in those times, right, you remember that open source was, well, quite different than today, right? You needed a lot of elbows grease, right? I remember how you have to, you know, download the source packages, maybe patch them some way to make sure it works with your particular compiler, right? And, you know, figure out all the libraries, dependencies, all this kind of stuff to make it work, right? And you could feel that certain pride for just installing some applications. And since that, we had this never-ending move to simplicity, making it possible to run open source software more and more easily, right? So from that, download sources, patch and compile, we had a wonderful invention of TarGZ binaries and install script. Anybody remembers those? No? Some do, right? And then we got like a packages of dependencies, and then those have been in repositories, right? And in the end, they're coming to say, hey, you know what, now we don't particularly care about the disk space anymore, so we just, you know, jumble it all together as a, you know, Docker or snap packages, right, with no dependencies, right? So we got a lot of that move to their simplicity, and obviously that is, you know, fantastic and convenient. One of those ways, which is very popular, is Docker. And a question in our talk, as it relates to the database and what is my background, is to what extent you can and should use database with those technologies. And if you look at the Docker, we use that actually quite a lot, in particular in test and dev environment, right? What is wonderful about Docker, if you want several database versions, right, or wherever, you can install them very easily on the same node, which don't conflict with each other, right? Where in you know, your classical Linux operating system, if you want to install you know, MySQL 5.5, 5.6, and 7 at the same time, because you maybe want to make sure your application is working with them, well, good luck. Right, they all conflict on the shared files and so on and so forth. Dockers enable that, right? And that is absolutely fantastic. And also you can use solutions like a Docker Compose and a bunch of others if you want to you know, deploy your application and, you know, databases it depends on in a Docker containers. Make it very easily, very nicely. Now, if you look at Docker in production, though, it is also possible, though we actually see less than that. Some of concerns come from overhead, and I would say these are mostly unfounded those days, but if you really like Google, you can still find some articles saying like some scary stories about Docker and database being absolutely horrible, right? What also you need to take care of in this case is a little bit of extra complexity, which I know especially a lot of not Docker experts have been bitten by. Like, you have to have your database on a data volumes for best results. Otherwise, you can remove your data container, right, and boom, all your data is gone. Well, that is a very different experience compared to, let's say, uninstalling the RPM or dev package on Linux, where you can uninstall the database package, your data remains, so you can install a different one, right? In Docker, unless you have the data stored in a separate volume, you will trash your data, right, together with removing their container. Also, in production, that is somewhere you need a lot of monitoring and observability. Okay. Hopefully that will settle. So, if you look at in production, we often need some observability, all right, and monitoring, which initially lacked support for Docker, which I think was got a lot better in those days. So, what is the state of open source databases with Docker? If you think about that, what most open source databases out there have official Docker images. For those which don't, you'll find variety of unofficial Docker images out there, right? So you can pretty much run it everywhere. It is very commonly deployed for test and dev. You will, if you look at the Docker stats, you'll see like hundreds of millions of downloads, like a Docker pools for many of them. Though I would say in production, it is limited. Right, I know some companies say, hey, we have deployed our production with Docker with, let's say, our custom orchestration system, but I would not say that is very common. You know, at Percona, for our software, for database we support, we essentially do the same thing. We provide their Docker packages for everything. So if you are just sticking to Docker, to pure Docker, what problems are not solved very well in this environment? The first and I think the most important one is day two operations. The databases are interesting, right, in a way what unlike the application where you often can say, hey, you know what, let's just tear down and redeploy from scratch, right, and that is the approach which is increasingly often taken, right, instead of just modifying their application, right, while out there. You cannot really do that with a database. You know, database is something which has to retain the state, retain the data, not lose any transactions which have been committed, and so on and so forth. And that means what majority of the complexity and majority of the life in database happens is what's called day two, right, after you have deployed, right? And Dockerwise simplifies your installation, does not do anything really to solve all that needs to upgrade database, you don't deal with high availability, and so on and so forth. Right? Also, we can see what a lot of database management problems for real production database have to be done in context of a cluster. Because every real production database will require high availability, and that cannot be done by the single instance, right? That has to be some sort of distributed cluster, and Docker doesn't really help us in this regard. So what does? Well, as you may have guessed, that would be a Kubernetes, right? Really, there have been some other container orchestration system for years, but I think you can say with confidence is what Docker has won at this level, and in this regard, it has a largest market share. So, where do we see the states of Kubernetes and databases? Well, the relationship has been kind of complicated through years. Why? Because Kubernetes initially was